This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast, presented by Allied Home Security.
All right, if you are if you're not going to the Astros game tonight, you need to know this. This is a need to know. This is a PSA, a public service announcement from Payne and Pendergast. The game is on Apple TV tonight.
Oh, no.
The game, Seth, is on Apple TV tonight, which is, you know, look, if you're someone listening on the Odyssey app and it's not in the Houston area, then this is kind of good news. You know, you don't need an extra innings package or an illegal stream to watch your beloved Houston Astros. You can watch them on Apple TV, assuming you are an Apple TV subscriber.
No. You don't have to be an Apple TV subscriber.
Oh, you don't?
No. Oh. I put it there in the show prep.
Oh, okay.
In front of me. I think you go to like my.apple.tv or something.
Okay.
And
you can watch
my
it.
My computer's dead right this moment.
No worries.
Yeah, you can find it in your browser and watch it on there. So
TV
eventually.
TV.apple.com. Sorry about that, Seth. Yeah, TV.apple.com. Yes.
Eventually, you'll have to have a subscription.
Okay.
But you don't have to now. Which that means that Steven Nelson's going to do the play-by-play. Hunter Pence will be one of the color commentators.
Okay.
Let's catch up on his hot dog. Former Astros, computer cafe owner, gaming cafe owner,
yeah.
Hunter Pence.
Yeah.
As well as one Katie Nolan, who
very polarizing.
A lot of. Who recently tweeted that Shea Serrano is the only good Astros fan.
She tweeted that recently?
She tweeted that recently in response to somebody who said something mean about her online. Because Katie apparently is new to color commentary and doesn't realize that color commentators get bashed on the reg. I don't know, man. As far as going into a game like trolling fan bases as a color commentator, it's a bold move. I don't know if it's the right move. What's right in media anymore? Who knows? Maybe she likes or enjoys playing the heel. There's a gif of her that's used quite a bit of her banging a trash can with an Astros logo on it. So I'm guessing maybe she said a whole bunch of other stuff before, but for whatever it's worth, she's counterbalanced by Hunter Pence, who I'm sure will be very fair in his assessment of anything Astros.
Hunter Pence, I think, still really popular here. I don't know. How do Astro fans feel about, I mean, he got traded in 2011, so a lot's happened with this team since then, but he didn't get run out of town. He got traded because they were in a rebuild. They were tearing the team down to the studs.
I always sense that people got, like, super excited just to see him. He's one of those guys that you see him, and you're like, oh, quirky Hunter Pence.
Yeah.
I like that guy. There's nothing to dislike about him.
No.
So, yeah, I think people still feel fondly about Hunter Pence.
Yeah. They remember the time he ran through a glass window at spring training because he was sprinting out to the hot tub.
He had a gaming cafe that I thought was in Houston. I wasn't clear. It was one of those things, like, somebody in the Chronicle wrote a really nice article about him, but, like, never disclosed where the actual cafe was.
Can I ask
Hunter Pence was probably like, why the hell did I do this article?
What is a, can I ask you something? This is going to sound weird coming from me, the gambler that I am. What is a gaming cafe?
Where you go and you play video games.
Oh, okay. Video game cafe. Yeah. Okay, I gotcha.
So it's like a cafe, but they can, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. That's what I assumed it was.
Boy, I just
It was
sounded,
one of those articles
I,
where
I,
they...
I don't know that I've ever sounded older than I have the last 15 seconds. So it's a cafe people go to and they play video games while they're drinking coffee.
That was the concept, at least with Hunter Pence.
Okay.
I don't know if there's a lot of them remaining or not. It's kind of like, remember when there used to be day trading places because nobody actually had good internet, so you'd have to go to a day trading place.
Yeah.
And you could do your day trading like out in public where people could see you fail.
That's the kind of gaming I'm talking about here. Day trading.
So anyway, so that'll be on Apple TV.
Okay.
And you don't have to have a subscription yet.
Okay, that's good to know. I would recommend getting a subscription because that's where you get Ted Lasso, is on Apple TV. And you and I are big Ted Lasso fans. Big fan of the show Ted Lasso.
I was watching The Morning Show. Is it called The Morning Show on Apple TV, the one with Jennifer Aniston?
Yes. Yeah, and Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, they haven't done, I don't think they've come out with another season of that. That one I'm right on the fence as to whether I'm going to watch the next season or not. I'm going to have to watch like the first episode.
Steve Carell, that's one of those shows I've watched. I've got shows that I watch hardcore, like I binge watch. I really like recently, like Ozark is one of those shows. I love Ozark. There's a few other shows that I will binge watch when a new season comes out. Morning Show is one of those shows that I have watched like halfway through osmosis because I'm in the room while Amy is watching it. Like, I'm on my computer doing stuff for the show or reading articles or whatever, and Amy's watching Morning Show. It looks like a show that if I decided to, like, pay attention to it, I think I might like it. I'm not totally sure. I think Steve Carell's in it as well. He plays a really seedy character on that show. So I'm on the fence on that one.
That's Apple TV. It was the same one. They had I can't remember. I only watched a little portion of it. Back in April they played, and I know a lot of people were really down on the broadcast. I'll give it a second chance by only giving it, this will be my first time I've actually watched a full broadcast. Sometimes it's clunky when it's like anything else, like Hunter Pence and Katie Nolan are not, you know, experienced color commentators. So when I think these producers feel like, well, we'll make it easier for them. We'll have a 3-person booth. That actually makes it a lot harder.
Yeah.
Because then you don't know when to speak. You don't really feel like you have time to say what you want to say. It's a clunky environment. I don't ever know why they think it's going to be easier to deal with a 3-man booth during a color commentary situation.
I only saw the early part of that broadcast. I mean, it was on a Friday night. I remember the Astros game. I think it was early in the season. It might have been that Angels series. In fact, I think it was. It was that Angels game where the Astros scored like 8 runs in an inning. It was the first weekend of the year. It was that game because it was a Friday night. And I remember we watched most of that game over at Lizards, and they used my Apple subscription to put the game on the TV there. They didn't have Apple TV at the bar, so everybody's watching it on my Apple TV subscription. I only saw the beginning of it before we went out to dinner. And I remember cringing a little bit, Seth, because they were, it must have been this Nelson guy you're talking about as the play-by-play. If it was Hunter, I think. And then it was definitely Katie Nolan, because what they did was they're sort of introducing themselves, because this is a brand new broadcast, brand new medium. And they introduced Katie Nolan as, this is our ambassador of fun. And I'm going,
oh boy. No. Okay.
This is
so
the thing.
It's shticky. She's like the Dennis Miller.
Yes.
She's got more sports chops than Dennis Miller did.
Yes.
But I get a very Dennis Miller vibe when you describe it to me.
She's not there to explain why pitch selection is happening or, you know, why runners are on the move. She's there to bring up quirky things about the game. And when they hit you with a title, Ambassador of Fun, it's like they're telling you to have fun. You got to make something fun without telling people they're having fun. People have to realize they're having fun.
Stuff is automatically corny as soon as you brand it as like the funny this or the funny that. Yeah. So they're putting her behind the eight ball to begin with.
Right.
I should back up a little bit. Look, for the younger people, Dennis Miller, who you currently might know as, I believe, a conservative radio host, I think.
Is he really? I have no idea.
He used to be a wacky guy on SNL. He did the news. He was their chief writer. And they decided one year, hey, we should put him in the Monday Night Football booth. And who is he with? Oh, he was with bearded quarterback from the Chargers.
Dan Fouts?
Fouts, yeah. Fouts had no use for Dennis Miller. It was a bad mix, man. It was a really bad mix.
Oh, that's wild. Payne and Pendergast with you here on a Friday. So, yeah, Apple TV tonight. We're getting a lot of texts about... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, Hunter Pence's Gaming Cafe. See, you shouldn't feel bad because I was way off on it. It's for board games and some Magic the Gathering type stuff.
Okay.
Somebody said they've been there and it's a cool little shop.
Okay, cool. Yeah, man.
Somebody... Yeah, somebody else says Hunter Pence has his own pretty large and successful select baseball organization in Houston still. I coached for them, now play against them, and can attest he is still very popular in Houston.
Okay, does he live in Houston? Can you text us that? Does he still live here? Does he make Houston his home, or is he...
Sean, let me tell you something about Hunter Pence. He is a citizen of the world.
He is. So he's very well-liked, yeah.
You ask me, does he live in Houston? He lives everywhere. Mm-hmm. He lives wherever he is, Sean.
He lives in our hearts.
In your heart. Yep. Yes.
In our minds. Getting a lot of follow-up from the Nick Saban, Jimbo Fisher stuff, including a lot of you suggesting that Bill O'Brien be the one to respond to Jimbo Fisher, 713-446. I wonder what Bill O'Brien has to say about all this. I wonder, what would a Jimbo Fisher, Bill O'Brien exchange sound like?
I'm not defending anybody. I'm just giving you the truth. Because I have nothing to hide. I have nothing to hide, and our program has nothing to hide. Be interesting if everybody can say that.
You suck too! Hey, you suck too! You suck too! Yep.
I guess what it would sound like. 713-609. O'Brien would just say, it's not my job.
It's not my job.
Brill O'Brien.
Yeah, that was a press conference. Yeah, that was more of a, that's probably like more the type of Bill O'Brien you would get.
Yeah.
Not the foaming at the mouth, but a pretty aggressive version of it. Yeah.
Yeah, people are emptying the chamber on the O'Brien hotkeys here. 713-446. Bill O'Brien might say, I don't know what the big deal is about five-star rookies. They don't know anything.
The rookies just, they don't know anything.
That is the O'Brien we would get.
That's true. As John McClain can attest, I will defend Nick Caserio and Bill O'Brien when they attack rookies and how little they know.
Yeah.
The thing is, I feel like Caserio is actually cool with playing the rookies, where Bill O'Brien wants them to almost like go through a second and third puberty before they're allowed back on. They've done, like, until they have back hair, they won't play for me.
Oh, my God. All right, 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Seth and I had debated last week when Tom Brady signed his big contract with Fox. Is this really going to add viewership to Fox? We don't even know if that's the goal of paying Brady all that money, but the Americans have weighed in on a poll. It's not a Pender poll, just to be clear. What will the bump be that Fox might expect to see with adding Tom Brady to it? But do we believe these numbers? We will get into that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.